Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Journal Entries and to the final episode of 2024. I can't believe it. As we wrap up 2024, everyone is talking about resolutions or New Year's intentions and their goals. But today, I want to share with you 10 questions that dig deeper, or rather 10 journal prompts. These are questions or prompts that will help you create a life that actually feels more enjoyable, like day to day, not just waiting for the vacation or waiting for the day off of work or waiting for the weekend, but every day will feel more enjoyable and more purposeful instead of just going through the motions. Stick around until the end because I do have an exciting announcement that might be exactly what you need to start 2025 off differently and maybe set different New Year's resolutions in the past 5 years, and it's only for the next 48 hours. So definitely stay tuned or fast forward. Also, you may have heard from last week, but my journaling community is emotionally empowered, and the theme that we have for January is breaking free from the all or nothing mindset. What this means is that all of January, you're going to be getting 3 journal prompt flows each week and 2 journaling workshops and a 24/7 community that is all focused around giving yourself more grace. This is definitely for you if you are the person that goes all in on your goals or you're all out. Or maybe the reason that you don't set goals anymore is because you're tired of feeling like you failed. I have definitely been there. This is the perfect time because whether you are somebody who sets those big goals or avoids them altogether, this work in journaling and the way that I strategically help you through it will help you find that sweet middle ground. You won't give up on your fitness goals and nutrition goals just because you ate a burger or a cookie and it wasn't on your meal plan. You'll have the motivation to keep going after that business goal or writing the blog or learning the guitar, even if you take 3 weeks off, because you won't have any judgment against yourself. And so much more. You're going to enjoy your day. You're going to feel present with your family and be at peace with yourself without the constant pressure of perfection in all areas of your life. I actually used to have the all or nothing mindset with my podcast. I would feel like, nobody's listening to my podcast, even though I can see that people are, I can see the statistics, or I would feel like, oh, I wanted to get this podcast recorded and edited a week ago and I haven't done it. I might as well skip this week, even though I still had 3 days to get it done. I used to put out full episodes that I poured my heart and soul into so that the listeners could actually feel a difference and have tangible action items to journal and to feel better. But then I wouldn't end up sharing it on social media or to my email list or anything. And in my head, I would feel like, well, nobody else is going to know about this unless they randomly come across it on a podcast app. So might as well not worry about recording next week. Like, I'm not doing enough. I wanted to just give up. I never did give up because I love doing this so much. And I really do see the vision of having even just one woman tune in and feel that shift and feel better and have that impact, not just her, but her family and her coworkers and everybody that gets to experience her energy. So thank goodness for that. And that is where I am pulling in some of my experiences for the January theme. With that being said, as a listener, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in to Journal Entries this year. Even if this is the very first episode that you are listening, every listen, every share that you share on social media, every comment on Spotify, every review on Apple or star rating that you give means the world, truly. All of that shows me that what I'm putting out matters and that it impacts you even in some teeny tiny part of your day or in some tiny way. And it helps me get this podcast out to more women who are in the thick of it, struggling, and they don't know where to go. So thank you truly so much. Reach out to me anytime. I love chatting with you guys in the DMs after you listen to the episode and want to share what you've learned. I love interacting with you guys. So thank you so much. And last but not least, super quick shout out to my clients this year. Oh my gosh, I could like cry happy tears and my heart is smiling so big right now because of you guys. I have experienced you guys come into my world wanting more for yourself or being stuck on a decision and really like judging yourself and not knowing which way to go, being stuck in that middle ground, which feels so like sticky and hard and like you're in your head 24/7 and it's a challenging place to be. I've seen you not in healthy places in your relationships and you want better, you want calm, you want presence, you want more connection. And I've experienced you guys get there. I feel like I see more peace and fulfillment in your day-to-day life, not waiting for, you know, an end goal. I see you connecting more with those in your life, with those in our community, with your partners, with your kids, just by the stories that you share. I see you guys giving yourself more grace, resting more without guilt. I see you reducing that mom guilt in all areas and releasing expectations that you've put on yourself for no other reason than the fact that you just haven't stopped to look at them and you've been putting in the work to like bring out that magnifying glass and investigate so that you can get to a point where nothing is holding you back anymore and you get to live as the woman and mom that you want to be. And last but not least, I feel like I've witnessed all of you guys accept yourself and who you are and what you want. And it is such a beautiful thing and I feel so honored to be a part of that. Okay, so let's dig into these 10 questions or journal prompts. Feel free to jot these down and answer them in the notes app of your phone. You don't need anything fancy. You can also do it in Google Docs. I use that often, especially if I've got a lot on my brain and I just want to vent it out. Or if you do have a beautiful journal at home, you can write these down in there. The first question, what emotions keep showing up in your daily life? The biggest emotion that kept coming up for me in 2024 were really two things. One is I kept feeling rushed in my day-to-day life, and especially early 2024, I had so much that I wanted to accomplish and so much that I wanted to invest my time and energy into that I wanted to do it all. And if I didn't do it all, I felt like I wanted to do it later and try and find the time to squeeze it in, and I had just had no time. So when I talk to you guys about having time and finding the time pockets, I speak from experience because not too long ago, I was feeling like I was constantly rushing and I've gotten to this place where I don't really ever feel that. I just feel like so much peace and so much spaciousness throughout my day. But that was the biggest emotion for me, especially early 2024. And then end of 2024 is when I started to have a lot of big feelings with my son. It's when he started to, you know, get a little bit older and start throwing his food on the floor or having meltdowns around the placement of his dinosaur nuggets on his plate, not wanting to get into the bath, but then also not wanting to get out of the bath, like all of these things. And it was a meltdown for, it felt like a huge meltdown for every single one. And it was just a really big emotion. So those were the ones for me. And all of those things, feeling rushed, those big meltdowns and how I handled it and how my nervous system reacted, that impacts us. If I didn't have the outlet of journaling, I don't know how I would have gotten through that. I don't know how I could get to this place where I am today, where my son still has meltdowns, but I'm able to sit there with him, calm and be there, present, and even be patient and have this calm voice as he's yelling at me, as he's throwing things, as I'm parenting him through this moment. If you've never downloaded my Breakthrough Blueprint, it's a totally free resource. I will include that link in the show notes so that you can use that for your big emotion if you haven't yet dealt with it. If you have, awesome job. And just be aware of that going into 2025, that it might come up, or it might come up in a new way. So just bringing some awareness to any patterns around that emotion. Was this the first time that you've ever felt this emotion that's been showing up in your daily life? Or is this something that has been coming up every 3 months or every week or once a year? The next question is, where do you wish you had more breathing room? Most of my clients tell me that they wish that they had more space in their day. They want more breathing room. They want more time for themselves. So to that, I want to ask you, where specifically? Because once you know what that looks like or feels like, then you can start to create it. But just saying something like that feels so big. And you immediately jump to the conclusion of, oh, well, I just don't have the time. It goes right back to that all or nothing thinking of, I would love to have more space to just flow about my day, to actually enjoy a hot cup of coffee in my cozy corner with a blanket and read a book, but I've got all of these things, and so I just can't do that at all. So where do you wish you had more breathing room? Do you wish that you had it all for yourself so that you could enjoy a moment like that? Do you wish that you had more breathing room with your kids so that things didn't feel so rushed there, or with your partner, or with pursuing one of your goals at work or personally? Once you have that, we can then look at those moments that you currently have and find tiny moments of space to create those big shifts. One of my private clients, Laura, she and I were working on this, and she said that she was creating about like between 10 to 30 minutes a day, which is not a ton, but creating 10 to 30 minutes a day of more space. And over the course of a week, it was like 3 to 4 hours or something that she had all to herself, where previously she felt like she had no time because she had such a long commute and she has kids at home and she has all these responsibilities. And also she gets home late, wakes up early. But by doing what I just walked you through, she was able to create 3 to 4 hours, which is amazing. Question number three, what conversations are you avoiding? This might get pretty deep for some of you. Think of this in terms of conversations with people in your life. Of course, if there's a partner or a family member that you want to have a conversation with, but if nothing's coming up for you there, there might be a conversation with yourself that you need to have. I shared this in the last episode, and it just keeps coming up for me lately, so I feel like somebody listening needs to hear this. But before I even started journaling strategically, this was back in 2016, I think, and I went to a Brendon Burchard personal development conference. As I walked into that conference room, I was panicking internally. From the outside, I probably looked like a calm, cool cucumber. Is that what they say? But internally, I was like, something is happening inside, and I don't know what it is. I remember throughout that weekend, Brendon was asking us to like tap into like, what is it that we're feeling? And the biggest thing that I could tap into was my binge eating disorder, because that felt like the biggest thing. And it was something that I was struggling with at the time. But as I was talking about that with some of the girls that I was with and writing about that and reflecting while I was there, I knew that that wasn't it. It was almost like I was binge eating because of something else. And I bring this up with this question of what conversations are you avoiding, because the conversation I needed to have with myself was about the relationship that I was in with my partner at the time, who then became my husband and now is my ex-husband. I was so afraid to look at that and to ruffle any feathers. And I just really wanted to stay in line and stay the course no matter what happened. And I'm grateful for where my life is now. I would not change a thing. I've learned so much. But I always look back at that moment and I wonder, what if I tuned into myself? Like, little Sam inside was screaming for me to listen. And I was like, nope. Putting some duct tape on your mouth, don't come out for about 6 more years. So maybe you can relate to that. So if there's nobody in your life that you need to have a conversation with, ask yourself, what is it that you might have been hiding from, or what is it that needs to come up for you? Question number four, when do you feel most like yourself? What puts a smile on your face without any sort of judgment? And when do you feel like you can just be silly or relaxing or serious, however you want to be, and not feel judged and fully accept yourself for that? There are often surprising revelations here. We don't realize that we feel most like ourselves when we're at home alone and we never have time alone. So of course, we're feeling stressed out and overwhelmed because we never have that time. The trend that I actually see with my clients when I ask this question or a variation of it is nature. They say that they feel happiest or calmest or the most grounded and optimistic and most connected with others when they are in nature. And then when I ask them the follow-up question of, that's lovely, when was the last time you took a hike or were in nature in any capacity? They're like, oh, yeah, it's been a few years. So again, of course, you are not feeling like yourself or like your best self, if you will, when you aren't putting yourself in the environments, whether that be a physical environment or specific people around that help you feel like that. So asking this question and then listening to the clues that you're actually saying so that you can take action from there. Question number 5, what do you keep pushing to someday? What goal? What desire? What conversation? What activity? And it might be something for yourself. It might be something that you envision for your family or for your friends, maybe a sister's trip. What is it that you keep desiring and then almost instantly or pretty soon after you push it off to someday? Now, if you're pushing it off to someday because of somebody else, that's one thing that we can definitely work on together. But if you're pushing it off yourself because you say, oh, my kids need me now, or I think that my spouse needs me now, like now just isn't a good time, and you are the one coming up with that, that is what needs to be tapped into. Another variation of this question, if nothing is coming up for you, is what do perfect conditions look like for you? Where if those perfect conditions existed, you would be able to pursue anything in the world. You would be able to go get a coffee whenever you wanted. You would be able to go to the networking event. You would be able to start the business. Whatever it is, you would be able to then do that. What are those conditions? And then just taking a look at those and realizing that A, you might already be living in those perfect conditions. B, you don't need those perfect conditions. And maybe find the wiggle room in that of the perfect conditions would be if I don't have any kids because they're not needing me all the time. But seeing a nuance in that of, but you of course love your kids, so you wouldn't want to get rid of them. Maybe what you need to do here is just ask for help so that you can have 30 minutes or, you know, a full day. Maybe they go for a sleepover and you have some time to yourself for you and your partner. Each one of these questions can get so deep. Each one of these could truly be like a full journal prompt flow inside Emotionally Empowered. But let's move on to question number 6. Where are you hardest on yourself? Where do you judge yourself quickest? Where do you make assumptions? What expectations do you put on yourself? Or where do you feel the most guilt as a mom or as a woman? Where do you struggle potentially with like work-life balance or any expectations around friendships? Where we are hardest on ourselves is often pointing us to something with our childhood and also something that we deeply desire, and we're stuck in the middle. So acknowledging it is the very first step, and then connecting it, like having those ties, is the next step, and realizing that it's not benefiting us to be hard on ourselves. So finding a solution after we work through the emotional stuff, finding that solution is the direct link to creating more daily joy for ourselves. Being so hard on ourselves about making the perfect dinner that every family member will eat, or, you know, working out every single day, or judging yourself for having your laundry basket sit in the living room or maybe even stay in the dryer for 5 full days is not helpful. And when you can release that and maybe even find a solution, but maybe not, but just releasing that, you will immediately feel more joy. So this question will allow you to give yourself that permission slip to be imperfect, to show up, to have more joy without guilt, without judging yourself, without that comparison effect as well of comparing yourself to other people. Question 7, what small wins are you overlooking? I love this question all the time. like, this is something you could ask yourself at the end of every day. Something that I do is called the accomplishment list, where at the end of every day, I write down all that I accomplished. And I write things down like, I sent out an email. I posted on my Instagram stories about a journal prompt. I reached out to a client. I did a collaboration. I did all these things. And I also add, I showered. I made myself lunch. I walked outside. I called my mom. I did all these small things, because all those small things take up your time and they take up energy. The accomplishment list is super helpful for those of you like me, where you get to the end of the day and you look back and you're like, what did I even accomplish today? Like, you did something for 8 hours or 9 hours, but what was it? You have nothing. You feel like you have nothing to show for yourself, and your accomplishment list is it. Even if all you did that day on your accomplishment list is nap and shower and pick up the house, like, those are all things that we dismiss when we're not acknowledging it. So what are those small wins that you're overlooking? Feel free to throw in the big wins as well, any big successes from the year, and really celebrating all of it, the big and the teeny tiny steps, the fact that you got out of bed today if it's been an especially tough season. All of this will build your confidence through acknowledgement and validation of all that you do. Question number 8, what support do you actually need, and how can I feel okay about receiving it? How can I accept support? I ask this question often. What sort of help do you need? Where do you need help in your life? And it's generally pretty easy for women to state what it is that they could use some help with. But where people get hung up is when people actually show up to offer that. Suddenly we start thinking, oh, they're offering that because they don't think I can handle it. Or they're offering it, but I'm still a burden somehow, so I don't want to burden them. So no, I can do it. Don't worry about it. Thanks, but no thanks. So two parts of this question. What support do you actually need? What is that support? And then how can you feel okay with accepting it? And maybe even before that, it's, are you okay accepting it? Can you allow yourself that? Or are you judging yourself about accepting help before you even accept it, so that when it does come, you don't even recognize it? I actually talk about accepting help in day 4 of Beyond Mom Mode. It's episode 102, so feel free to go listen to that. But one simple shift that you could think of to accept support and help is to know that, especially when other people offer, but even when we ask and somebody says yes, we are giving that person the opportunity to feel fulfilled in helping us, to lean in. Like, when somebody asks you for help and you say yes from a genuine place, don't you feel needed and like almost like special? Like, oh my gosh, they counted on me for this. That's a special feeling. And we take that away from people. They almost feel like, why is she never asking me? Especially if they notice how hard your life is right now and that you could use some help and support. Question number 9, what would feeling good enough look like? Something that I've worked through myself and probably will continue to work through, and it's showing up consistently with my clients, is being the good girl and feeling good enough. And what does that look like? It's really hard to feel good enough when we never stop to question what good enough is. What is good in general? What is that bar that we have for ourselves that we're always trying to jump over so that we're good enough, but we never identify what that bar is. And so we keep raising it, and it makes it that much more difficult. We can never be good enough because we always feel like we're falling short. This question will help you break free from those impossible standards. It will help you create realistic expectations for yourself and release expectations from other people, and it will help you find peace in progress. Last but not least, question number 10. What is one thing that you are ready to approach differently in your life? Maybe it's your relationships. One thing that I really want to focus on in 2025 is in-person connections. I have been doing my business online in some capacity since 2013. So 12 years. Alexa, how many years has it been since October of 2013?
October 2013 ended 11 years ago.
Okay. Alexa just said it's been 11 years of me doing an online business and really very limited in-person capacity. I've spoken at some events, but I just have this pull on my heart to get in person. And I don't know if that's networking events. I've thrown that out on some podcast episodes, or just connecting with friends and meeting up for lunch and just doing more out in the community. Or maybe for you, you're ready to approach your fitness differently. Maybe it's having conversations. I was watching a TV show on Netflix. It's called The Man on the Inside, or maybe it's just Man on the Inside. And something stuck out to me. It was when a daughter is having a conversation with her dad, and they have an interesting dynamic where they just don't talk about hard emotions. It's pretty surface level. They don't have a very tight relationship, and they both want differently, especially the daughter wants to have a tighter relationship with her dad. And so she brings up these tough conversations with her dad, and then she's reflecting back on this, you know, challenging conversation with her husband later that night. And she says, I'm just not good at having these conversations. I'm not good at talking about my emotions. And her husband said, honey, nobody is good at it. There's people that have these hard conversations and talk about these tough emotions and those that don't. And you are choosing to be the one that does. And I just loved that. I was like, oh, I love this. Honestly, since journaling and going so deep internally and having all of my revelations, I have not been in another romantic relationship. And I know that that is going to be such a huge growth opportunity for me, because I will need to speak up way more in a personal setting than I do now. I have been speaking up and, you know, having more important conversations, but like in a romantic setting, those conversations happen a lot. And already it's never comfortable. It's never comfortable like being the one to bring up these tough emotions and hard feelings, especially when you don't feel like you like can verbalize it too well. But I just loved how that man in the TV show stated it, of like, there are people who do and there are people who don't. Like, remove the expectation of being good at it. And know that the reason that you're doing it is because you want that deeper connection. It's because you want to work through things. It's because you want something different for your life. So good. Before we wrap up, I did have something exciting to share with you. So we are in the final 2 days of my 5 days to 2025 celebration. And these last two gifts are my favorite. I'm giving away a gift every single day to one person. And the way that you win is so simple. All you have to do is take a screenshot of your favorite episode from journal entries that you've listened to and share it in your Instagram or Facebook stories. And just type up quickly like what you loved about it, what your big takeaway was, or just what you liked, and then tag me and tag a friend that you think would also enjoy it. That gets you an entry. And these last two prizes, the one today, day four, is my never shared before. I've never shared these outside of the workshop, but last March of 2024, I hosted a workshop called Unwind and Recreate. And I'm giving away those journaling prompts from the whole entire 4-hour workshop. So you will get that. And then the gift for tomorrow, day five, is a full day of my coaching via Voxer. This is where it's just you and me, and you will share with me what season of life you're in, or what is the biggest emotion that you have, or your answer to any of these questions. And I can actually prompt you through it so that you can get to the next step, the next phase of your life that hopefully is more fulfilled and happier and peaceful and going after what you want. And this full day of coaching can be booked anytime by January 31st. So again, share your favorite journal entries episode into your social media stories, share why you loved it, and then tag me and your bestie. If you are interested in the Emotionally Empowered Journaling membership, just another quick note that the membership used to be $197 a month, and it is currently $47 a month. And when you lock it in now, it's $47 a month forever. So sign up now. It is insane. The transformations, the connections, the growth that happens in there is incredible. I am so excited for 2025 and just to bring you with me on this journey and to support you through what it is that you want out of life and your day and your relationships and all of the things. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in 2025. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.